Indiana University Opera Theater's production of The Merry Widow is delightful. It's candy for the eyes as well as for the ears. The dialogue is done in English with excellent diction and a bit of sound reinforcement to keep it all clear. The singing's in German. I think for The Merry Widow this works very well. The plot and the comedy are pretty much covered in the dialogue. And although the text of the songs was projected, the detail of the lyrics was more general than specific. A quick look or two at the words was all that was necessary. The Merry Widow has one of those durable plots that Ross Allen, the longtime host of Sunday Opera on WFIU, used to call a Ruritanian romance. An imaginary country is on the verge of bankruptcy and can be saved only if patriotic Count Donolo, the graceful Brendan Marsh, will marry the rich Merry Widow, the personable Catherine Weber. Ah, that we could solve our own financial problems so easily. There's plenty of court intrigue. A count, the resolute Benjamin Wearley, is in love with the ambassador's wife. The ambassador, played with stiff comedy by Brayton Arvin, his considerable more flexible wife, played by the charming Hannah Bremer. The ambassador, by the way, assisted by his assistant, the comical Max Zender. On the outskirts of these characters, David Gordon Johnson and Benjamin Cortez played a couple of feuding Frenchmen. Each seemed to be trying to out-Inspector Clouseau the other. Guest conductor Dale Rilling led the sparkling production. By the way, for the fans of the instrument, I should mention there's an onstage mandolin trio for one number. The opening night cast all sang well. Acting was at a high level. Stage director Vincent Liotta's done a lovely job of choreographing the comedy and the brief romantic moments. As I walked out, two fellows in front of me were humming one of the tunes. Franz Lehár's tunes can stick with you. But after a few days, the music may fade. However, some of the memories of the startling, lovely, and varied costumes by Linda Pisano are going to be indelible. For the final scene, the Merry Widow herself glides down a spiral staircase in a costume simply dripping with mink. A breathtaking moment. Indiana University Opera Theater's classy production of Franz Lehár's The Merry Widow plays tonight and Saturday at 8. There's a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. It's a very funny show. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.